the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as he shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires, yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hoo-choo-hoo!
Welcome, everybody, to the Stabcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Mindy. Hello.
And we're back on a spooky Tuesday today, not a Sunday.
Yep.
Blog Talk was being ass cheeks on Sunday. You couldn't even get on the fucking website. So we're back on a Tuesday, and we're here to talk some more Chucky.
Yes, we are. We are on the third episode, which is I Like to Be Hugged. If you are a Chucky fanatic like myself, the very last episode of the third season will be airing tonight at 10 p.m. on both Sci-Fi and USA. Real quick, I wanted to let you all know, because I just found out, Peacock did change their viewing schedule. So, unfortunately, that means that we get it on the Peacock app a little bit later than we normally would, because it was coming out at like 12 a.m. and whatnot. But they decided, since ratings were a little iffy, that they were going to leave it on TV a little bit longer and then have it come out on streaming like in the next like 2 to 3 days.
So yeah.
It's not too long that you have to wait for it. But, I mean, it is going to be the last episode, so I'm sure a lot of you will be watching it live. So for everyone out there that wants to know what's going on, there will be a new Chucky movie that will correlate the series, and then they already got greenlit for season 4, so after they get finished with the movie, they will do season 4.
That's fire.
So, and then after that, Mancini, I did look up Fiona Dorff. I'm not sure. I have to go back on my word on that. I'm not sure she's going to retire or not, but I do know Brad Dorff and Don Mancini will both be throwing in the towel, so to speak, after they're done.
Yeah.
But that's why they have the projects all wrapped up in a line. Now, horror movie news, what we're great at right now. I promised you all that I would tell you how Conversations with the Devil went. Now, it did get changed. The title of the movie got changed to Late Night with the Devil.
Okay.
I am not going to say that it was the greatest movie ever done. I'm sorry, Mr. King. I mean, I can see why somebody like Stephen King would say that, just because this is his area of expertise.
Yeah.
This is a story that he very well could have wrote.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I feel like it's very Stephen King-ish. But honestly, I still feel like it was a great movie, don't get me wrong, because in order to be a great movie, whether it's bad or not, like if you got me thinking about it a few days later, you did something right.
You did all right, yeah.
You did something right.
Yeah, if it follows you with for a couple days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if you're still thinking about it a few days later, I watched this on Sunday and I'm still thinking about it. Like, there's, you got to give credit where credit's due here. Mm-hmm. They did an okay job. They did a good job with the timeline, with being very 70s, and they did a good job with the little girl. She was an amazing little actress. She did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was okay done. It could have been shot a lot better, is my major thing with it. And also, you didn't really get to the meat and the potatoes of the story.
Okay.
And once you did, it was kind of like one big mind fuck.
Yeah.
And then you're left with what the fuck did we just watch?
Yeah.
What happened? Does anyone know what happened? I don't know what happened. Do you know what happened?
We don't know
like
what happened.
And, like, everyone's looking at each other like, I don't know. You just know, like, this is weird. So it's just, it's a different kind of movie. It's one of those movies that you got to watch, like, through and through. And you got to pay attention to it. But, I mean, I would honestly, if I was going to do a mini review on it like I'm doing right now, I would give it a 6.5.
All right. There you have it.
So, I mean, honestly, unfortunately, it didn't do as well as I thought it was going to. But honestly, Daniel can say this too. When we get a movie and we're told that it's the scariest movie of this year or it's the scariest movie ever done, then we're our expectations are high.
Yeah, it is.
They're very high.
They are.
I mean, and it's 100% chance that we're going to end up watching the piece.
Yeah.
And half the time, we don't even like it.
We hate it.
So, I mean, unfortunately, our standards are very high. Like, I was just talking to Daniel about the hit movie, Lisa Frankenstein. Honestly, I feel like that movie was so freaking stupid that it worked.
Yeah.
But I'm going to end for news here because we're getting a little off track.
Well, we can keep chatting and stuff. Let's just play the episode, too.
Yeah,
And if you're with me now, if you're trying to, if you're really participating in the watch along and you have the cock right in front of you, Peacock, and you have Chucky episode 3 fucking loaded up, we're all going to press play in 3. I definitely didn't sync that up right, but that's okay.
Okay. So we're going through the recap here. As we know, in the past 2 episodes, we got Chucky at the talent show, and Caroline is amazed with him. She is an amazing drawer. I mean, Caroline's an amazing little girl.
Yeah.
I mean, as morbid as it gets, because I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to try and give anything away either, though, as morbid as it gets, she still always maintains the, like, capacity of herself.
Yeah.
You never, ever see her freak out, and that's really good for a young actress to be able to do, because they can't normally pull that off.
No.
But, I mean, in the last one, like, we're seeing now, she was playing video games with Chucky, and he's like, I think I'm going to go kill your sister. And she's like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
And no fucks given either. Like, she just didn't care.
She didn't care.
All right, so now we're at the end of the Halloween party where Lexi decided to really make a very horrible decision. I do not agree with this at all, and I think that not only did she hurt Jake, but I really feel like she hurt little Junju, and I feel like this...
So now Jake's becoming a killer. That's where we're at now.
...is the best part.
Jake's going to fucking...
Well, not even that, but Jake's also going to ask. He's about to. As Chucky, what's his first time? Because I see the appeal of both. Well, actually, he's going over how to kill her first. And Jake doesn't know if he can.
Me neither. I don't know if I can do this.
Because he doesn't know if he can do it.
Sure, yeah. He can
do it.
Easy. One hard. Try choking someone with these.
Chucky's holding up his little doll hands now. He's
a hater.
I hate her. He hates her.
I mean, can you blame him? I mean, she started a GoFundMe for him. She's an asshole to him.
Yeah, she's an absolute bitch.
I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
I mean, he just said, like Chucky just said it. Like, I think Lexi's pushed you. Everyone gets pushed.
Yeah, they're doing the, like, con man Chucky trying to get
him.
But
this is very integrative, though. Like, he just said, Chucky, how did you get like that? And Chucky is about to tell him about the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when did you become a killer?
And
Chucky treats it like a fucking college story.
It is. Dude, he's telling war stories.
He says, let me tell you about my first time. You never forget your first time. It's like, Jesus Christ, Chucky.
So this is the backstory episode?
Yep. This is when Charles Lee, when you find out why Charles Lee Ray did what he did. He's at his birthday party. That's his cousin. Get that little Chucky satire on there. Maybe just somebody want to shut the fuck up. Now, you're going to hear a radio report in a second. It'll be on here in the next flashback, but there's a serial killer that is loose in Charles' neighborhood.
Oh, God.
So, even though they're having a party for Charles' 7th birthday, they do mention that. It's on the radio, and a couple of old ladies mention it. Right now, he's beating the fuck out of a pinata. Like, the living fuck out of it. He is taking that pinata to school. Here we go.
leaving two more dead.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's a vicious way to cut a cake, children.
Yeah, he sliced that shit. Now, it's interesting. This is
we got the knives.
We got the knives. This is the first episode not written by Don Mancini.
I thought he wrote the whole fucking series.
No, it's Nick Ziegler and Sarah Acosta.
Oh, okay. They're his associates. That makes sense. They work for him.
Directed by Dermot Downs again, though.
He's kind of picked for this, basically. Oh, there's a spare child, the favorite teacher, who gives no fucks. And here's Devin Evans' mother.
You here for Devin? I don't have until 5th. No, actually, I'm here officially with Fairchild.
Ooh.
Oh, I'd like to talk about Jake Wheeler.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Jake's in trouble.
Not really comfortable talking about my students.
There you go.
She doesn't want to talk
about
it.
Protect them, Miss Fairchild. Do your job. That's what teachers are supposed to do.
My job's
to be student-teacher confidentiality.
Great, then you understand my position. What I understand is everywhere Jake Wheeler goes, death seems to follow.
She's not wrong.
Killer fucking doll.
I mean, yeah, but it is getting suspicious to this point to where people keep getting fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, he has been around like 3 or 4 accidents now at this point.
Yeah.
Won't be the next to be hurt.
But she just nailed it on the head. Like, who's to say one of these kids isn't going to be the next to get hurt?
You have to help her, you fucking twat. Oh my God, standing tall. Isn't she the FBI or she's the cops, right?
She is the detective. She is the head detective.
You're not going to cooperate with a detective?
She doesn't have to, officially. She's not being interrogated. Now, if Detective Evans really wanted to nab her, she could take her in for questioning. An interrogator, but her eyes are on Jake, unfortunately.
Jake's fucking hurting.
Yeah, he is. Oh, there's little Devin. I have to say it again. I love in this show how they kept the ages so well.
Yeah.
Like, they're really kids.
They are.
And I find it so refreshing having watched up to now, like, to the 3rd season and whatnot. I find it very refreshing to see these kids grow up. Because it's been a while since I've had that. Like, the spring series, I kind of got to watch a few of them grow up, it seems like. Especially Noah. He definitely grew up during that show.
Yeah.
And, like, the Stranger Kids. Or Stranger Things.
Yeah, they're a great example.
Yeah, they're a great example of watching kids grow up. So I just think it's incredible how...
You know what she's like.
Not only were they able to catch children, but these children are actually able to do what they need to do.
Yeah.
Like, because they have amazing chemistry with one another.
They do.
In my opinion. I think they have amazing chemistry with each other. And yes, he said that he didn't write it or direct it, but I did see that he did executive produce it.
There you go. Well, I mean, I think you get a credit just for working on it. On the show.
Well, it's after it is said, based on the characters from Don Mancini.
Yeah. You got to give him credit.
Oh. Sorry, Mr. Fairchild. I'm trying to get a hold of my killer doll.
Well, just take a minute. I just wanted you to hear it for me. I've asked her aunt and uncle to come in for me.
Oh, the conference.
Why? Did I do something wrong?
No, Jake, you haven't. I'm also inviting you
left. She's like, yeah, Jake, you're killing everybody.
No, she wants to nip this whole thing between Lexi and him and the Nads, basically. So she hopes to defuse the situation by having his aunt and uncle and Lexi's parents. And he's trying to convince her that they're okay, and she's trying to be like, no, I saw the pictures of the Halloween thing she pulled on you, and they're all over school.
Lexi's a fucking asshole. If you're a numbers guy, this did a .33 rating.
Wow, it did.
Yeah, it's down from the 3.9 the week before, and obviously we started hot with the 4.5.
Yeah, I mean, of course we're going to start hot.
Yeah, it's a brand new Chucky show.
Is there ever any sort of trouble.
I'm surprised, though, that it got as high a rating as it did, because the first three episodes were actually aired on YouTube.
They were put
on Sci-Fi and everything. They were given the proper premiere, but they were put on YouTube the very next day. They didn't make their contract with Peacock valid until like the fifth episode of the first season.
Yeah.
And then they got together with Peacock. So the first three episodes were actually on YouTube as well as TV. Here we go. So look at this, Daniel. Lexi, if you notice, her hoodie is bright blue. Jake is following not her, but her phone.
Timing is everything. Just the two of you.
Now, that's very crucial. She just put up her hood.
It's not her.
Who do you think it is, Daniel? Come on. You know it. You know this.
June?
Who would look like her? Come on, Daniel. You're right. June.
Was that right?
Yeah, of course. Who else is going to look like his girlfriend? He looks like a fucking scrawnier version of her. It's not even like he looks manly or anything. Like, I hate this Hollywood trick. I really do.
Wait, is he about to stab June?
You're going to see it. He pusses out. Jake's kind of a pussy. I mean, she's not even wearing the same clothes that he's wearing underneath. He's wearing shorts. She was wearing a skirt. Oh, he saw the knife.
What the hell is he doing?
Ooh.
I wasn't doing anything. I was seeing a problem.
Nope.
Why the hell are you following me?
Well, why the hell are you carrying your phone or lefty phone around and you're dressed like your... Don't call him a creeper. You're dressed just like your girlfriend.
That is weird.
The moment isn't always right.
Nope.
But I promise you, the right moment always comes.
Yes, it does.
He's training the poor kid.
He's grooming him, or he's trying to. Chucky, we'll find this out more towards the end because I don't want to totally give it away, but Chucky is leading up to something. There's a finale that is going to happen, and he needs the cooperation of one of the children to get that to happen.
Yeah.
So since Jake is a loner who's always getting picked on by these two,
how'd you like my brother?
Chucky's trying.
Jeez, what's your problem?
Like, look, they're wearing the same fucking outfits. Like, she's wearing a blue shirt, he's wearing black pants, he's wearing dark blue shorts, and...
It is weird that they're matching outfits.
Oh, shit, she's an asshole.
Across the line.
That's my uncle, and she's like, why don't you hold your breath for my apology?
You need to apologize to Jake.
Oh, no fucking no way.
She's the worst.
Unfortunately, you're going to go from hating the shit out of her.
That's not going to make me like her.
Actually sympathizing with her. I never thought I'd like her either. I never thought I would like her at all. I always thought I was going to fucking hate her. But this last episode that was one of the new ones, I cried for her. I felt so bad for the poor girl. She really is put to the fucking ringer.
No.
Shouldn't have been a fucking asshole.
Caroline, she's freaking out. Now, Caroline, as I said, she's special. So she freaks out when she doesn't have the right item.
No. Mom, my sunglasses are blinky. No.
What about her sunglasses?
I looked in the drawer, Nathan, they're not there.
Why does she always do this?
No! No!
It's okay.
No! No!
All right. Okay.
No!
Oh, she broke her sunglasses.
No. Hey, no. What can I get you?
I want Chucky.
Yep.
Chucky's my best friend. I want Chucky.
Chucky's her best friend. She needs Chucky.
Oh, no.
No one knows this, but she's already hung out with Chucky.
Yeah, they play video games.
So as far as she's concerned, that's her best friend. And she needs him.
She needs him.
Meanwhile, he's playing with a sickle. This is why there was This is why there were gardening tools in the beginning. But
why there was groceries in the beginning?
Yeah, this is why there were gardening tools making up the name, by the way. Because he's practicing with gardening tools. Oh, machete!
You're gonna see one of those.
That is the wrong way to hold Jake.
Jason would be mortified.
Jake. He's not gonna kill anything. He's not even gonna be able to fucking stab a tree.
Freak show?
Definitely a freak show. I mean, you're playing with gardening tools.
I look sharp.
Stick it through her.
Stick it through
her. Get her.
Here for you.
Oh, this is Lefty's huge apology, guys. This is amazing. It's for gardening and for also cutting your fucking head off.
Totally sucked.
It totally sucked. Because I'm a bitch.
This is a good scene.
Torture stuff.
Yep, he's right behind her with the machete. Strike, Jake! Get her! Oh.
You pushed. You look even weirder than usual right now.
Shut the fuck up,
Marcy. I'm here because I need to talk to you. If you can fit me into your busy gardening schedule.
Bitch.
Okay, talk.
I want to apologize for the whole dead dad
wake-up thing. Quit celebrating her. She's a fucking asshole, Mindy.
I am laughing at how funny it is, Daniel. I'm not giving her an ovation or anything. I think it's hilarious.
It's sort of funny.
You hurt people all the time because you have no feelings. She's like, oh, when I get upset, I hurt people.
Look,
you shouldn't get upset. You have no soul. Oh, shit,
yeah. Even though you're like a weird social tumor who's teaching AF, and you thought you couldn't mess with me at the talent show.
Oh!
I just thought since maybe I was a little harsh, I should be the bigger man. You know, I think people really underestimate my
empathy. Her empathy.
Anyway, now that I've done this, like, act of charity, I'm sure you want to know what you're doing.
Wasn't really thinking that or not.
But sure, Lexi, what can I do for you?
What can I do for you?
Chucky.
Chucky?
Yeah. Can I, like...
Have him?
Not for me. I think she's totally creepy. Maybe.
For Caroline.
No, absolutely not.
Nope. Jay's putting his foot down.
You can't have it for any reason. You can never have
it. Oh.
I came all the way here to apologize.
Yes,
that's exactly that.
Jake so far. I don't know how I like Jake so far.
But she's like, I just blessed you with this apology, you asshole. And you're not going to give me what I want? Oh.
He's practicing.
He's got a doll sculpture of Lefty. Oh.
And not in the good way.
Because he's a good child, but not in the good way. It worked a little harder. Oh, shit.
He's fucking that thing up.
He filled it up with beads or candy corn or something. I don't fucking know what it is.
Called completion anxiety. Look, I wanted to do it.
It is called completion anxiety, folks. That actually is a real thing. And he found that out from Mika when he went after her in Curse of Chucky because she found out that he had never killed Andy Barkley. And she's like, well, it's called completion therapy. It's what makes you a psychopath. I did a paper on it in college.
Yeah.
And he looked it up. So. Because this is chronologically supposed to be right after the Cult of Chucky.
Okay.
It's supposed to take place 2 weeks after that movie.
Right.
He just said, give her what she wants.
Shiny.
Fucking Chucky. Now he's sending him over to the enemy.
He said, give her what she wants. She wants me so badly, give her. It's not gonna hurt you.
And now Devin's getting suspicious. Uh-oh, Mama Evans. When you have headphones in, kids, make sure they're plugged in the whole way. Please. Because then this shit happens. Your parents be fucking sneaking around and shit. And be, like, if you would have plugged your headphones in the whole way, she wouldn't have been able to hear shit.
This wouldn't have happened.
Plug your headphones in.
Motherfuckers.
Kids these days. Oh. He hit her with the seductive.
I need to talk to you about Jake.
About Jake?
I think it's best if you stay away from him from now on.
Oh.
I told you I barely know him. You think about you picking my friends now?
No, of course not. But...
Look, I just started to become friends with him, and now I'm not allowed to.
That's pretty... What do you do?
Well, for one, people seem to drop dead around him.
That is not a reason to keep someone away from your kids, though. That is profiling. Yeah, sorry. You kind of look like a bitch right now.
She's trying to protect me.
No, Mama Evans is looking like an asshole right now.
I disagree. She's protecting herself.
She's never
herself.
In his fucking life.
I'm
going to
prove it.
You know what? This isn't a debate. It's an edict. Stay
she's trying to get her son away from getting brutally murdered.
I totally agree with
her. Yeah, but he's one of the only ones that believe him.
I know, and I get it in terms of the show, but as a mom, objectively, she's probably doing the right thing.
I mean, her son is already obsessed with murder and shit. Like, he's got fucking BTK.
Yeah, but she's not going to say go on a fucking...
woman disappeared and shit. Like, she already knows that, like, she's raising a person who is in psychopath.
Yeah, but she's not going to send him on a play date with Bundy.
That was good.
That was a good
I'll
line.
Give you credit. That was good. Let's switch on that. Here we go. Jake's going to give her what she wants. Caroline's so fucking cute. I love Caroline. Don't look at him so grossly, you asshole.
You're dropping him off.
I thought it was cool of you to apologize the way you did.
I know.
I know.
Stop it. You should have
trucks. Because it's awesome, babe.
Chucky! Chucky!
Chucky!
She can happen? Really?
No.
It's Roger. Thank you.
Like, she never hugs or touches anything, and she's all over the fucking doll.
She loves it.
And, like, Leslie just said, I hope you realize that this doesn't make us friends.
It
just makes us even.
It's like fireworks.
It's fireworks.
God, I love to watch this box
fly. Chucky's in his element. And Jake's like, oh, fuck, what did I just
do? Yeah, he's regretting his decisions.
Well, because I think he's realizing, like, I just gave a special needs 7-year-old a killer doll.
Yeah.
Like, she's feeding him and shit. She doesn't do this to anything. Oh, my God. Her parents.
Great. What the Lord Jean is doing now.
Fuck.
She's playing with the toy. Like a child. Oh, she's going to show. Here we go. She's going to show him affection. She doesn't do that. She never shows affection.
Oh. Oh, God.
He likes to be hugged.
He likes to be hugged.
Like, the mother's really weird about this. Oh, thank you, Chucky. Like, what the fuck? It's so weird.
Chucky's getting hard.
I'm surprised he didn't grab her ass.
Yeah.
She just said, I want to hug Lexi now, please.
Oh, God.
You're done.
You're done. But the parents are holding him with a toe. Oh, my God, she touched her sister. Oh, she just said, I like to be hugged.
That's sweet.
That is one thing he's always said.
Yeah. Okay,
Beth, can you be okay here for a while? Mm-hmm. I thought you were watching Westworld.
Yeah, like a six-year-old will be watching Westworld. That's a callback to the very first Child's Play, ladies and gentlemen. When Aunt Maggie's trying to put Andy to bed, he said, Aunt Maggie, Chuck, he wants to watch the 9 o'clock news.
No, Chucky's, oh, God.
Oh, God. Chucky's going after with the knife. Turn around, asshole. Lexi, you're a horrible person, but I don't want you to get it from behind.
Sorry.
I'd rather you look at him.
How long have
you been gone? Oh, yes, this is when she holds the silent disco. If you don't know what a silent disco is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let the person that's younger than me go ahead and take over because he'll probably know more.
They've been living under a rock, but they don't know what it is because even I know what a silent disco is.
Daniel, would you like to tell everyone what a silent disco is?
No.
Okay, so a silent disco is basically everyone hooked up to the same, like, stereo and shit, and they all have headphones, and, like, basically it's like a party, but they're all, like, partying on their own. It's really weird.
They're playing the same song on their device while they're
dancing.
It's
a very weird concept.
It's fucking stupid. There's no... Just go to a party and meet a girl.
Yeah, but they don't want the attention of neighbors, so that's why they make it silent.
What's the point? Listen to music in your home.
They're idiots.
And dance.
They're idiot kids.
I agree.
Junior's like, what the fuck is my cousin Saul doing in her house?
Over to mom and dad.
Oh, yeah, she's totally friends with 17-year-olds.
Bless her heart.
Oh, there she goes with her best buddy. Oh, here comes the meeting.
Yeah, for this meeting.
We got the principal. We're waiting on the mom. Well, the aunt.
Is Jay Bird there?
Everyone's there. Not Jay.
No,
the kids aren't there, though.
It's just the parents?
Yeah.
I just need to ask. How long is this going to take? Oh, we have theater tickets and, you know, people notice when the mayor shows up late. Hi.
I'm also a bitch.
Sorry I'm so late. Traffic was just terrible. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Nate. Hello, ladies.
This is Mrs. Wheeler. Thank you for joining us. Okay, so now that we're all together.
She's like, what? I'm being civil.
With you recent events with Jake and Lexi. We want to ensure that each student feels safe here at Perry Middle School. And
yeah.
I assure you, we want that too. One of my first moves as mayor was allocating funds to school safety programs.
No one likes you.
It's unacceptable, as do we. It's come to our attention that Lexi has been bullying Jake.
Because she has.
Our daughter is not the bully. If anything, she's the victim. Did you see what that kid did at the talent show? He humiliated her.
This has gone far beyond typical name-calling.
Look, excuse me. Jake's been through a lot lately.
That is not an excuse for his behavior.
He just lost his dad.
Back to Lexi. We don't need to sit here and listen to these baseless attacks on our daughter.
A student brought this...
Her husband's a real cock, and he ain't saying shit. Yeah. Respond to that, bitch. Say something now. Fucking say something. I hope that mom shuts the fuck up. Yeah, that's my brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. That was Logan.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, mayor, bitch.
Find a way to move forward.
I mean, you gotta realize your daughter's a tool.
Not a tool, a scumbag.
Yeah, and then
mom's delusional. Dad's a cuck.
He's a
pussy for sure. He's one of those frail dudes.
Visit his mom and his dad. Jake feels bad. He feels like he killed his dad. Well, also doesn't help that he has a little red-headed shit telling him that he did. That doesn't help.
That doesn't help. It hurts it almost. Maybe.
Maybe. Kind of, sort of.
Aww. He said.
Oh, my son would get better. It never did.
It never did. It got worse.
That's bullshit.
It just got worse.
See? It's all right, Jaybird. I don't really like him, though.
Not... He's a very complex character. And it's very hard to see where he's coming from until, like, the middle of the second season.
He's doing a lot of shit with his face.
He does, unfortunately, until the second season, their acting is very juvenile. I'm
yeah.
sure you can see it with all of them. Oh, my God, here comes the famous... This is the famous Lexi song, ladies and gentlemen. She actually... sings it better in season 3, but this is the first time that she ever does it, and it's so horrible. Here we go. It's awful.
June's gotta watch.
June's loving this. So let me take a seat on the bed with you. What do you think? She's good. She is.
Time has come
here, but now they're gone. Oh? She's like, this song sucks. I'm going to bed. Fuck this shit.
Like, she doesn't even know the lyrics. She's just singing lyrics. Like, she's just spitting out different shit.
She's freestyling.
She really tries. She does have a pretty toned her voice. And in season 3, when she actually knows the song and it's clear that she knows it and she sings it, it brings tears to my eyes. She actually does a really good job.
You love it?
It brings some goosies. She does a really good job. She's like, what about Chucky? He needs to be tucked in too. So he's a doll. Like, Lexi's, like, on the opposite side of her whole family. Like, I don't fucking care that you're hugging the damn thing. I don't care that you guys are together. Like, we're done.
I'm gonna go kill your sister.
Wanna
come?
I'm tired. Oh, I'm sleepy.
Oh.
You snooze, you lose.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Hey, kid, I'm going to go kill your sister.
Fucking bug in a rug. Fuggy got the love hour. No one's going to see that. Come on.
Snug is a fucking bug.
This is stupid. No, I hate this. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid. I mean, they're all, like, look at them. They're all making fucking fools of themselves and shit. And they're not actually partying with each other. They're partying in their heads and themselves. It's idiotic.
Is it at least the same song?
Yes.
Normally it is.
This is fucking stupid.
Exactly. Junjun says I'm not having this.
I'm so glad this passed my generation of high school.
Oh, here you go, Oliver. Oliver's trying to really get that D into Lexi, man. He's trying so hard. Oh, Junjun just not approved.
The new generation is fucked, man. And this show has been so new gen so far.
I mean, unfortunately, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed with the songs and everything, the kids do reference, and it comes later more in the series and more throughout the season, they do reference a lot of shit that they shouldn't know about. But I think it's also because the writers and stuff are older. They're my age. But I will agree with you, for the first couple episodes, it is very new generation.
Yeah.
But you'll see it throughout, like, the rest of the series.
It's super new gen. They're fucking doing a dancing disco, silent discus, whatever the fuck this is.
I won't let you fall. Aww. I mean, she's an asshole. She doesn't care.
And, like, look at that dude. His girlfriend is, could beat his ass, you know?
And Oliver's looking at him, look, I will fuck your girl.
All these kids are pussies.
Oh, there she goes. So, you know, you better be looking, because Chucky's on the prowl. Oh, there's Caroline in her little fucking unicorn onesie.
He's gone.
He told you what he was going to do.
Chucky did. All these poor kids, all of them have all said at one point, I didn't say it, Chucky did. Poor children.
That's an adorable one.
Right, though? Like, I mean, I don't really, like, I'm not, like, a huge... Oh, here we go. Sorry, we're going back into Charles' past here.
Fucking Charles.
Oh, another body was found. And
is
no.
Charles the killer?
Yeah.
There's a serial killer right now that's attacking his family. That's
oh,
what he hears. This is 7-year-old Charles.
Mom? Dad?
Dad's dead, babe. Oh, yeah, because 6-year-olds are definitely going to walk toward, or 7-year-olds are definitely going to walk towards that. There we go. She's looking for Chucky. And Chucky's looking for her.
That's funny.
What the hell is this
Chucky? Oh. Here we go. Who do you think he's going to get? He's going to get someone. Oh, now we're doing a flashback.
It'd be crazy if he stabbed Devin.
Serial killer is officially taking care of his dad. He's watching from the stairs. I think he's 7 years old and watching your father getting brutally stabbed to death. Your dad's not going to answer.
Yeah, why even call out, idiot?
Oh, my God. It was Oliver.
He stabbed Olive?
Yep. My regards. I thought you were lefty. Well, fuck it.
Did he kill Oliver?
Yeah, she's doing it right now.
He's like, yeah, fuck it. Poor Oliver, he did nothing wrong.
Oh my God. Oliver's horrible.
He's only been a bit of a scumbag.
You just told him, Charles, run. This is very important now, ladies and gentlemen. Mrs. Ray is now running into the closet with Charles. Charles grabs his pocket knife and runs into the closet of the master bedroom with his mother, Mary. Yeah, he has like 19 stab wounds.
And nobody can hear
Chucky
him.
Chucky gives no fucks, and everyone's dancing and shit.
Yeah, nobody can hear him. It's crazy.
Lexi is down the hallway. Well, June and Chucky did you a favor.
There you go, June.
Oh, wow.
He's
got like 19 stab wounds. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Father's still breathing, though.
How?
Maybe not. Maybe the serial killer is the breather. Yeah, he's the breather.
Let's go.
Caroline's asleep. She gave up on her financial. Oh yeah, Lexi's a big druggie. This season it's pot.
I've seen her smoke a lot of pot, yeah.
Yeah, so this season it's pot. It gets more intense though as the seasons go on.
Well, I'm sure a coke phase will be fun.
It's more of like her way of dealing with trauma.
Yeah.
Because as you can tell, our parents, I mean, her dad tries to give a fuck about her, but as you can tell, her mom really doesn't care. No, she still hasn't found Chucky at this point. But instead of going to find Chucky or fuck even hanging out with the people that she has inside of her home, she's sitting upstairs alone.
That's a vibe, though. That's a vibe. She's getting high by herself.
Oh.
Can't blame the woman.
Two little shoes popping out.
She's done.
Think so? You think he's fine,
okay? Yeah.
Nope. What's one thing Chucky loves to do?
Fuck with people?
Other than that.
Leave his shoes?
Surprise. She drops the blunt or joint or whatever, and it's lit. And he's trying to kill her.
This is crazy.
Disaster.
Yeah, I mean, she's watched. This is nuts. So she
trying
finally...
to turn through the window. Yeah, the joint's still burning. He's trying so hard. Oh, he actually ignited the fire, folks, by kicking and creating oxygen in the room, which actually can happen. I mean, I don't think little legs would be enough to set it off.
It was a broken window. The wind, a gust of wind.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you, Aunt Sharon, a physics expert. So they're basically kung fu fighting while her house is burning down.
No, she's officially met Chucky now.
Yep. And knows that he's on her list. Huh? This is for Jake. You fucking little bitch. Oh, I feel bad. Peacock, I guess, got in trouble because that's like the very first time they ever edited it out. But I do think he actually called it the C word. So I think that's why it was edited out.
Probably.
Oh, Jesus.
June even dances
kids.
Like an idiot. I hate June.
These stupid kids. June just dances like he's a freaking, like, a drugged 18-year-old.
He's everything I hate about the younger generation.
Oh, poor little fat girl. Guys, somebody look up. You're telling me you can't smell that shit?
Yeah, come on.
Get real. Like, I be fucking sniffing and running for my life. Like, come on. All right, so now we're back in the past. Mom's making a lot of noise.
You can't breathe.
Katara puts the knife out. He doesn't really know what to do. But he knows he needs to survive, and Mommy's making a lot of noise.
A lot of noise. There he is. There's the big babushka.
Oh, there's Jake. Look, looking like he's gonna fucking take a shit.
Fucking Jaybird.
Oh, he just realized. Because he has ambulances, so he realized that Chucky most likely took out Lexi.
Good.
So, yeah, but he's... Unfortunately, Jake is a very big pussy. Like, he wants things to happen, but he doesn't. He's one of those people that's like, oh, I can kill you, but he doesn't mean it.
Well, that's good.
He wouldn't hurt a fly. But Chucky's trying so hard to get him to not give a fuck. There we go. Charles Lee Ray died November 9, 1988. That would be because that's his father's grave. Here he is. Oh, mom's dead.
What the fuck?
I helped. You got guts, kid.
You got guts, kid.
Look at what he teaches him. Grabs the knife and fucking wipes it clean.
You wanna do this right? You've got to cover your tracks.
Yep.
Cover your tracks.
Yeah, cover your tracks. Huh. And a killer was born.
That was his first time. His own mother. What a scumbag.
His own mother in a closet hiding from the serial killer. Well, I mean, he kind of thought he was going to die, I think, because his mom was so loud.
Sometimes we just need a little push. Well, that was a nice origin story for Chucky.
Yeah, you finally got to see what drove him. Yeah, so Chucky's in the house. No one grabbed him.
Hell of an episode.
Yep. We're going to stop now, guys. We're going to hit the stop button.
Yes.
Good episode.
Yeah, really.
I would say probably one of my favorites, honestly. This one, the next one coming up, is just one of my second favorites.
Yeah, it started out kind of slow for me, but I thought it really picked up at the end.
Yeah, and I really like the way that they spread out the flashback, basically.
Yeah.
Because they honestly could have made this easily into a flashback episode.
They could have.
And have nothing else happen. So I give credit where credit's due because they were able to run two storylines. And that's not exactly easy to do.
Yeah, a lot of people do that and it can be ass.
Exactly.
So they did it.
Normally it doesn't work out for them. Exactly. But that child actor, oh my God, the one that plays Little Chucky.
He killed it.
Oh! He is a fucking mad kid.
He's a creepy little fucker.
Like, oh my God, I would love to see him in more horror pieces. I really would. He just gives no fucks.
He really doesn't.
He does not care. You can tell just by looking at his eyes.
No, yeah.
So that was I Like to Be Hugged. The next one is Just Let Go.
Yes, and we will see everybody next Sunday for this one, or this Sunday.
Yep. All right, everybody. Have a good night. Hootie, hoo, it up. And go ahead and watch on Shudder. Go ahead and watch Late Night with the Devil.
There you go. Hootie hoo.
Hootie hoo.